Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, and with me, as always, is Jordan. Today, we're diving into McDonald's first quarter 2026 results. And wow, there's a lot to unpack here. Jordan, before we get started, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Alex. And yeah, McDonald's certainly delivered some interesting headlines this quarter. On the surface, the numbers look pretty solid. Global comparable sales up 3.8%, system-wide sales growing 6% in constant currency. But when you dig deeper, there are some real challenges brewing beneath those golden arches.
Absolutely. Let's start with the good news. The U.S. business showed resilience with 3.9% comparable sales growth, and they're gaining market share in nearly all their top 10 markets globally. That's impressive in this environment. But Jordan, what really caught my attention was CEO Chris Kempczinski's emphasis on their three-for-three strategy: value, marketing, and menu innovation.
Right, and the value piece is particularly crucial here. They've completely revamped their McValue platform with unanimous franchisee support. That's key. We're talking about items under $3 and a new $4 breakfast meal deal. Kempczinski was pretty emphatic about this, saying, "McDonald's is not going to get beat on value and affordability."
That's a bold statement, but they're backing it up with action. What's interesting is they're applying lessons from international markets back to the U.S. Most of their major international markets already had this dual approach, both everyday affordable items and meal bundles. France was apparently the exception, which might explain some of their struggles there.
Speaking of struggles, let's talk about the elephant in the room: those U.S. company-operated store margins. CFO Ian Borden was brutally honest, calling them not acceptable. That's pretty remarkable transparency from a major corporation.
It really is. And when you connect the dots, this ties into a bigger strategic question about McDonald's ownership structure. They're essentially saying some of their franchisees are running restaurants better than McDonald's corporate is running their own locations. That's not ideal.
Exactly. And it sounds like they're seriously considering refranchising more company-operated stores. Kempczinski said they're always looking to put restaurants in the hands of the best operator, which is diplomatic corporate speak for, "We might be selling these to franchisees who can run them better."
Let's shift to international markets for a moment. The U.K. really stood out as a success story. They're on their third consecutive quarter of market share gains with mid to high single-digit comp growth. Jordan, what's working there?
It's that same formula. They introduced something called Meal Deal Plus for £5.59, which gives customers more flexibility. Plus, they're executing well on marketing campaigns like the Friends TV show promotion. Australia's another bright spot using similar tactics. But then you have France struggling, which shows this isn't automatic. You have to execute consistently.
And speaking of execution, they're rolling out their new beverage platform globally. Yesterday, all U.S. restaurants started offering Refreshers and crafted sodas under the McCafé brand, with Red Bull-infused energy drinks coming later this year.
That timing on Red Bull is interesting. Kempczinski mentioned it was partly operational readiness and partly wanting to re-hit the platform later for renewed buzz. Smart marketing strategy, actually.
Now, let's talk about some of the headwinds. Inflation is clearly a major concern. They're expecting low to mid-single-digit food and paper inflation in the U.S., mid-single digits internationally. But there are worries about higher inflation ahead, especially with the Middle East situation affecting supply chains.
And this is putting real pressure on franchisee profitability. Kempczinski was pretty candid about this. Both U.S. and international franchisees are feeling squeezed. When your franchise partners aren't making money, that's a systemic problem that needs addressing.
The consumer backdrop is fascinating too. High-income customers are still spending well, and McDonald's is gaining share with that group. But low-income consumers are still declining, though not as severely as before. Gas price inflation is particularly hitting that lower-income demographic hard.
Which brings us to development plans. They're still targeting about 50,000 restaurants by end of 2027, but they're being much more disciplined about returns. If construction costs are too high due to supply chain issues, those projects get dropped. No chasing growth for growth's sake.
I appreciated their transparency about April specifically. They warned that comp sales were slightly negative in both U.S. and international operated markets in April, primarily due to lapping last year's hugely successful Minecraft promotion. That kind of forward guidance is helpful for investors.
And looking ahead, they've got FIFA World Cup sponsorship coming up, which should be particularly beneficial since it's in North America this time. Plus, they're entering a natural remodel cycle, about 10 years since their last major Experience of the Future renovation program.
So Jordan, bottom line for investors, what's your take on McDonald's positioning right now?
It's a tale of two stories, really. Operationally, they're executing well on the customer-facing stuff. Value programs are working, they're gaining market share, the brand remains strong. But internally, they have some serious operational challenges with company-owned stores and franchisee profitability that need fixing.
I agree. The 3.8% global comp growth and market share gains show the strategy is working with consumers. But when your own corporate-run stores are underperforming your franchisees and your franchise partners are under financial pressure, those are structural issues that could limit long-term growth if not addressed.
Exactly. And credit to management for being transparent about these challenges rather than glossing over them. The refranchising discussion and the disciplined approach to development suggest they're thinking strategically about capital allocation.
Any final thoughts as we wrap up?
McDonald's remains a dominant global brand with strong market positions, but they're navigating a challenging environment with inflation, consumer pressure, and operational issues. The value strategy seems sound, but execution will be everything. And remember, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Well said. McDonald's is clearly working hard to stay relevant and affordable for consumers while managing significant cost pressures throughout their system. We'll be watching to see how they execute on these initiatives in the coming quarters. That wraps up today's Beta Finch breakdown of McDonald's first quarter 2026 earnings. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time for another AI-powered earnings deep dive.
Until next time, keep those portfolios diversified and those research skills sharp.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.